Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, the way we live our lives, the ways we need each other, please you, make you glad. O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Once upon a time, this church had in its courtyard, right at the center, where everyone walked and gathered and stood on Sunday mornings, and when they came to church, when they shared a cup of coffee with their friends, there stood a tree, a great old tree that stood with gracious big branches and a full canopy of leaves. And when they tried, everyone in the whole church could stand under the shade of that tree, that one tree. And the people were happy to do that. Everyone, adults, children, families, they knew each other so well that it was easy for them to stand quite close to one another. It was good to be near people who were like them in so many ways. It felt very comfortable. But the tree got old. It had lived a whole life. It had done its work of shading and protecting this church. Even a good tree cannot live forever. And so the tree died. Peacefully, gracefully, it just let go of its life. And in its place, a new tree was planted, a young tree, full of possibility, but still tender, not quite sure of itself, what it would look like when it grew up. Could it reach down far enough to grab and hold on to the strong root that was buried underneath it? Would it get the water that it needed in its first years, years that came in the middle of a long drought? The people had changed too. There were new people with different ways. Not everyone seemed so much alike anymore. Not everyone knew each other well enough to stand close and hug each other's children. They didn't always know each other's stories or even each other's names. What would hold them together when their lives didn't seem so alike anymore? What would happen to the people when they couldn't all fit under one shade? This story doesn't have an ending. I'm making it up as I go along. You know that, right? But actually, it is not me writing this story. It's all of us together. You who know what it was like to sit in the familiar comfort and safety of that old tree, and those of us who have come more recently, when what's standing at the center of the courtyard is just a young tree, not yet so remarkable or distinctive. There's not yet enough shade under that tree to cover all of us. We are no longer so alike that it feels natural to huddle up close. What kind of community is this when we don't understand each other immediately? When you are standing next to someone whose life experience is really quite different from your own, and whose story you do not know and maybe cannot quickly understand, what will hold us together? I want to suggest to you this morning that there is something that binds this community, this congregation together. That there is a glue that is even stronger and more durable than the kind of friendship that happens easily among people with similar stories. I think it's the reaching that holds us, all of us reaching together in the same direction, our hands up, standing even on our tiptoes when we can, stretching to touch something that is a little bit beyond us, hoping for something that is not yet fully within our grasp. And what is it that we are reaching for? What will hold us together? What could be better than the easy familiarity, the natural closeness that was once the mark of this church and of many churches? To use an old-fashioned word, I think it's the gospel. I think it's the wanting to make true here the message of Jesus about loving not only your next door neighbor, but the one who lives on the other side of the tracks. It's reaching for a truth that is honest and clear-eyed, the truth that reminds us that we have work to do to make this a world where justice is something that happens for everyone, those who look like us and those who don't. It's about really hearing the part where Jesus said that what matters most is compassion, the kind of compassion that comes spilling out of a heart that is full and unafraid, a heart that is confident enough to hear stories and to honor stories that are not its own, to welcome experiences that are really quite different from the ones we are already familiar with. This is a gospel that we have just barely begun to glimpse. But we have seen enough to keep us stretching toward making it a reality. This is what holds a community together. Not looking at each other, but looking together in the same direction. Your best companions are not just people who love you, but people who love what you love, who are excited about the things that excite you, people who are reaching out for the same thing that you are trying to touch and hold on to for yourself. And the truth is, a few people excited about the same thing is the beginning of almost everything that is new and creative in this world. Maybe this is what Jesus meant when he talked about wanting to be there every time two or three are gathered together. He loved the kind of risky, courageous spirit that sees a dead end, a closed circle, a tired story, and says, it doesn't have to be that way. The anthropologist Margaret Mead is known for saying, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has." But I'm pretty sure Jesus beat her to the thought. Just 12 people he gathered around him to begin a movement that would change the world. Jesus' stories were full of powerful things that came in small sizes and amounts. Mustard seeds, yeast, children. "You are salt for the world," he said to the ones who followed him. Knowing how a very small amount of salt goes a long way, that only a little bit of it can make everything it touches taste better. This morning, I want to introduce to you two people who are quite new to our congregation. Maybe you have already met them, but if not, I hope you will know them soon. They give me hope. They are part of the story of the young tree that is this church. And they make me very excited about what is ahead of us. And so first, I introduce to you Violet Chapman. Welcome, Violet.
Thank you, Pastor Kathy. Good morning, church. When Pastor Kathy asked me to talk about what I see in this church that makes me hopeful for the future, why am I committed to be here and supporting it? I thought to myself, what should I talk about since I'm new to this church? Campbell United Methodist Church, as I view it, is an ideal family that I always want to be a part of. This church functions truly as the body of Christ, where the function of each part is of great importance. If I should give two instances to support my point, I'll first cite the African Fellowship, which I'm a proud member of. I've been in this country for a long time, and as I was looking for a church where I can go and worship, similar to what I've been used to back home, I could not find any. But when I started coming here, I felt right at home. Second, the children's choir, which serves as a strong hope for a brighter future in this church. These two bodies are assurance of growth in our church, both in number and spirit. Moreover, every member here is treated with maximum respect and importance he or she deserves, regardless of race and gender. Here, everyone is welcome. This is a very good legacy a church could pass on to its upcoming generations. And as a new leaf on the branch of this tree we're talking about, I shall continue to be committed, to be part of it, and support it to the glory of God. Thank you.
And Melissa Allison.
Good morning. Look, they're all rolling up. This isn't going to work here. Aren't you loving the sound up there? Okay. I've only been around here a short time, really. Just a matter of months. But I continue to feel as if I have stumbled into this unique and synergistic energy storm of great heart, great teaching, and great people. I walked onto this campus just this past Easter, feeling like my life pockets were pretty empty. My parents are both gone. I don't have any other real family. I hated my job. My friends don't live here, and my partner and I of 10 years had broken up. If you'd asked me that morning what was ahead here for my life, I would have said, I can't see anything right now, really. All I can see is empty, and all I feel is lonely. And I am so scared, I can hardly breathe. The welcome and genuine love so many of you showed to me that morning cracked me open. And the words that I heard from this pulpit found their way on in. How Easter isn't so much about life after death as it is about life right now. How it's about your life and my life. How God wasn't willing to leave me in shadow. How someone was calling my name. And how new paragraphs could be written into my life at any moment. I was stunned. It felt like somebody was speaking directly to me, and I could just feel this weight lift right off of my chest. I sat in that pew with this really sweet guy named Richard, gritting my teeth together so hard to keep from crying ugly. I didn't understand it, but it felt like I'd come home. You've let me become a part of a lot of things around here since then, and I feel like I'm getting to know you just a little bit more all the time. I'd like to tell you just a little bit about what I see. You people are the bomb. You know that, right? I see a church and a people that have loved and held on to each other through difficult times and despite differences of opinion. I see a people that are willing to take risks and do the difficult work of change in order to be better humans and better Christians. I see leadership and teachers striving to actually live the words that come out of their mouths. I see a church and a people that are determined to let their faith and their love forge something completely new out there in and amongst a world that really doesn't consider us to be a player anymore. And I see a church that knows that it has what so many people need today, a reason to hope, a big old dose of unconditional love, and a place to find a faith in God again. I see a church that I love. Thank you for being exactly who you are.
We are writing a new story together. It is not yet finished. We are still just a young tree, but there are lots of new leaves, signs that we have much to hope for. Thanks be to God. Amen.